And if you're feeling happy, you know, go for the Mars bar. You know, it's easy, isn't it? We're feeling happy and we go out and look at for a way to distract ourselves away from that feeling rather than turning our mind around and changing it. I was saying to someone the other day, they were saying, so what do you do exactly? They were asking me, you know, what is it that you do? What is meditation all about? And what came into my mind when I was talking to them just at that time was, it's a bit like a kind of inner karate. Yeah, although some people see meditation as like a kind of, you know, a tonic for the mind, relaxing the mind. It does that, but we can get more out of it in some respects. I mean, if we train, it's like an inner karate in the sense that, you know, let's say you learn karate or judo or something like that. Anyone here ever learned any martial arts? Oh yes, very good, yes. So, you know the moves. If you go outside and someone tries to grab your handbag or something, you know, or someone tries to attack you, you've got some moves up your sleeve to, you know, to run away. Yeah, that's the best thing. You know, that's the best advice they can give you, isn't it? Or to, you know, stand out. I mean, one of the things that's often taught is if someone's running towards you, you know, the best thing to do is to stand to one side and, you know, put your foot out. There they go, you know. You don't have to stand there and pretend to be strong. You just, you learn a few clever moves and there we go. So we can learn some moves for our mind to be able to, you know, when negativity comes in our mind, and first of all to identify. I mean, the main thing is identifying, having the stability of mind to identify the negativity as it arises rather than being. Let's say we're meant to meet someone, or someone's meant to call us, they don't call us, they don't meet us, they don't return our email. There's little things that get us going, isn't there? You know, maybe they don't return our calls, or they say they're going to meet us and they don't, or they let us down. And it can cause us to feel, you know, we just don't feel good. It's a feeling of unhappiness, and it seems like it's as a result of this person behaving in the way that they're doing, just ignoring me, whatever. You know. So the first step is to recognize that, well, it's the state of mind that is causing that feeling, not this person. Of course, we've still got the feeling, but it gives us an ability to actually see the experience of what it is. It's not the person, it's our state of mind. So one way, a normal way of solving the problem is to have a go at the person, to criticize them or to bottle it up and then to shout at them later. This often happens in couples, doesn't it? You know, I do something, we don't let them have it straight away, it comes back a few weeks later when we're in a row kind of situation. Oh, I remember, you know, 2 weeks ago you know, made me cook and wash up, you know, whatever it is, just little niggling things that build up. But if we identify these unpleasant feelings for what they are, it's just a feeling or a thought in our mind. It's created by negativity. The way to solve that is to first of all identify it and then turn it on its head by recognizing it's not this person's fault. They're not making me feel like this. It's my state of mind. It is the way I'm looking at them. You know, and trying to, if we're conscious and mindful, small things like that can be dealt with in an instant, in a few minutes, in 15 minutes, 10 minutes, we can work out, it's coming from our mind, we can work out that we need to change the way we're looking at the situation, we change the way we look at the situation, problem solved. But if we're not conscious and aware, we can carry these things for days, weeks, months, years, decades, and some would say lifetimes, these issues with people. And you can see collectively we have it as nations, between nations, you know, some holding on to things that happened. You know, still with Germany, there's this, you know, even kids, you know, this ridiculous expression. You know, I was going to Germany a few years ago.